coming to you from the top of the SmartWorks Tower. Nestled between the massage parlor and donut shop in beautiful downtown Red Bluff, it's the PenPals.Buzz podcast. Need a genuine connection? This is the place to learn how a pen pal can change your life. And, oh yeah, they just happen to be in prison. But Big Steve will never judge. He's open-minded, he's a little quirky, and he's ready for another adventure. So get your postage stamps, grab a pen and paper, and get comfy for 30 minutes of pen pal pleasure. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
Hey, thank you. Thanks so much. Can't believe we're finally doing this. It's here. The moment is here. It's the very first edition of the PenPals.Buzz podcast. And me, I'm Big Steve. Man, I tell you, I've been talking about doing this for, it's been almost a year now. I've been walking around the office. People are sick of hearing me say it. I got to do this podcast. Well, finally, today, I'm sitting at the desk. This is the craziest thing. I'm just doing this paperwork. And Gus, one of our marketing guys, I see him walk in. He's got a 44-ounce Diet Coke that he got from the mini mart down the street. He's always got that with him. I think he mixes a little real Coke in there too, which is, I think, cheating, but that's okay. We'll talk about that on another show. And then in his other hand, no joke, he's got this huge box from Amazon and he plops it down on my desk and I'm like, what the hell? I'm thinking, what the hell is this? And I look at Gus, I see his little mustache twirling up and the way he talks to me, looks at me, he says, Big Steve, we're doing podcast ASAP. It's like, so I open this box and there is this MV7 microphone. It's like a couple $200 or $300 microphone. Thank you, Gus, for all the help and for the motivation, basically for kicking my ass and making me get started on this. Because, I mean, the truth is I would have been walking around the office for probably another year saying, maybe soon we'll do that podcast. So now it's getting done. Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. I am Big Steve. I'm the host of this podcast. Also, I am the founder of PenPals.Buzz. We've been around for less than a year now. I was locked up myself for about 10 years, and I tried all of the different pen pal sites when I was locked up. So I've been through the process. I know what was lacking with the existing sites that were out there. And I always told myself, I'm going to make a pen pal site that's better than any of the others. Better customer service, faster customer service. I'm going to treat the inmates more like human beings because so many times we got just treated like garbage by some of these companies. So I'm just here to bring a positive experience to everyone. If you have a family member, a friend who's in prison and you want to post something on their behalf, I get it. I'm here for you. I'm on your side. If you're someone that enjoys writing to inmates, or maybe you're thinking about what would it be like if I wrote to this guy, I totally understand. There's good reasons, which we'll be talking about, why people want to write to inmates and why inmates, of course, want to write to free world people. And I'm excited to go over all of that during this show and in future episodes. We're going to be doing these every Monday. If you want to get in on the action, if you want to be part of this podcast, either send us your comments to podcast@penpals.buzz. You can also call us toll-free. Toll-free. People say that anymore. Everything's pretty much toll-free, right? It's my old radio. I used to be a radio DJ, so I'm like, yeah, call us toll-free at 1-800-COAST-103. We don't do that anymore, but it's 888-2-PENPAL, which translates to 888-273-6725. And you can leave us your comments if you'd like to ever be a guest on the show, if you have ideas for things that you'd like us to discuss during a future episode, just let us know. We want to make this an all-inclusive place for family members of inmates, for former inmates, for maybe future inmates, people that enjoy writing inmates. If you're out there, you're listening, and you're interested, we want you to be a part of what we're trying to accomplish here.
Welcome to PenPals.Buzz, the best place to find inmate pen pals who love to write letters and emails. On PenPals.Buzz, you can search for a prison pen pal by their age, gender, ethnicity, hobbies, release date, religion, sexual orientation, and more. Search for an inmate in your local area, maybe someone you can visit, or find someone from thousands of miles away. The choice is yours. And the best part, it's completely free to browse profiles. So, happy searching, enjoy the website, and most of all, have fun.
All right, everybody, we're back. It's the PenPals.Buzz podcast here, and I'm Big Steve on the Snaptura Podcast Network. Now, so many correctional facilities out there, they think pen pals are a bad thing. for inmates and for society. And it's really amazing to me how many are trying to ban having pen pals or, oh no, one of them said we can't call them pen pals, but we can call them pen friends. Somehow that makes it okay. They think it was a bad thing, but what I learned through my many years of experience and now through running penpals.buzz is it's an incredibly good thing and it's good for society. We've got statistics that we'll cover a little later showing that prisoners who have pen pals are 6 times less likely to reoffend when they get out, which I think is an incredible statistic. But during my time, I always just saw the increased self-esteem that people got when they had someone they were writing from the outside. It gives people a better sense of creativity, imagination, an outlet for their frustration, someone to vent to where they don't have to resort to violence or fighting other people on the unit. They can, you know, as therapists always say, use your words, right? So it gives people a way to use their words. It also gives them a mental escape to sort of live vicariously through the free world people that they're writing. So many good things. And I always felt bad because I went in there with a marketing background. I'd run a large corporation, and so I knew how to write advertising. And fortunately, that meant I knew how to write a good ad for myself. But I always felt bad because mail call would come, and all of the guys on the unit, there were 59 of us, I remember, and we'd go up to the big table where the officer would be passing out mail. And then they'd keep calling my name, Big Steve, Big Steve, Big Steve. Every now and then you'd hear Gomez or Martinez or Smith, but it was me about 9 out of 10 times, and I'd walk away with this huge stack of mail. And people didn't understand it. How is he getting all these pen pals? How is Big Steve getting all these letters? Because for one, he's not the youngest. He's not the best looking. He's not the skinniest by any means, right? I didn't have the six-pack abs. I wasn't out there busting my ass every day on the rec yard, pumping the iron, lifting the weights. I wasn't doing any of that. I would play poker. I would sit and watch American Idol in my bed and eat ramens and beans and chips. And so they're like, how does this guy get all the letters? And I felt bad because I realized, you know, one, most of these guys don't have marketing backgrounds. They didn't work as professional copywriters. And not a single site out there, and I used all of them, not a single one ever offered to help rewrite anyone's profile. I always felt that was unusual. And I always told myself, if I get out, I'm going to make that one of my services, which we are doing now at penpals.buzz. If you order either a gold plan or a lifetime plan, and you want us to, a lot of people don't want us to. They're like, don't touch my profile. But if you request, we have our team of copywriters, including me, who will take what somebody's written and make it better. And when I say better, I mean more likely to succeed, more likely to get responses. What you write might have been better than what we write, but we're hoping that our writing is going to bring you more pen pals, which is the goal. Now, I mentioned some of the bad customer service earlier, and I don't want to throw everybody under the bus because some of these companies do a pretty good job and they've been around for a while. So I'm not here to bash competitors. I'm not here, but what I am going to say is just my own personal experience. The customer service for most of the pen pal sites, maybe not all of them, but for most of them was just horrific. And now if you have a friend or family member who's incarcerated, you understand what the customer service is like for these prisoner-related companies. If you've had to work with JPay or Securus or Getting Out, if you've had to work with GTL, any of the phone companies, and you've had to call and figure out why the account's not working or how you can add money to the account, you've had a horrific experience, and I don't even need to ask you if it's been good because I know it's been bad. I know it's been bad for the friends and family members out there. And it was 10 times worse for inmates because we had to find a way to contact people through written concern forms, through our unit, which would probably never even get to where they were supposed to go. Or we'd have to submit trouble tickets through the computer that was in the day room, and we'd get back these somewhat rude responses. The problem was everything was so slow. And then when we would get a response, it was usually just like an FU response. And so things would just not get done. The protocol, usually when you see an advertisement, if you're an inmate, since we don't have direct internet access, you'd send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the company with a request letter saying, hey, my name's Bob. I saw your ad in Prison Legal News. I'd love to get a flyer that you advertised for your Pen Pal program. My self-addressed stamped envelope is included. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Bob. And you'd send that out and you'd be thinking, oh, good, within a few weeks, I'll be getting a response. And you'd wait a few weeks and you wouldn't get a response. And you'd wait a few more weeks and you wouldn't get a response. You'd wait a few more weeks and wouldn't get a response. And then at this point, you're getting pissed off. You're calling your mom. You're calling your grandma. You're calling your aunt or uncle. Whoever is out there on your side, if you have someone, hopefully you do. And then you have them call the company and bitch at them and they don't get a response. And sometimes months and months would pass. And a lot of times it took 3 months, maybe even 6 months to finally get a response, if you get any, because a lot of times you just send that envelope off and get nothing back. And then if you were finally put onto one of these pen pal sites, eventually you would be. I mean, it would take forever. A lot of them would talk to you like you were a pure piece of garbage. And they'd say things like, you better not play any games with us. We're tired of getting screwed over by inmates, so don't screw with us or we'll screw with you back. I mean, just highly unprofessional, just horrendous stuff that they'd say. And I thought, who in their right mind wants to spend $50 or $100 or $150 or who knows how much, send their hard-earned money, and mind you, $50 for someone who's in prison, that could be 2 months of full-time work. So a lot of guys were getting 10 cents, 20 cents an hour. Right, which is a dollar a day, basically. So, I mean, you could work hard for $50 for months, and you send your money in basically to get scolded and talked down to by the company you're sending your money to, which is just insane. I mean, inmates are already getting enough crap from the other inmates, from their counselors, from the correctional officers, from the parole board. They don't need to be scolded by someone they're paying. Unless they're just complete masochists, right? I mean, I guess if you want someone to yell at you, you can pay them $20 and they can call you a piece of crap and great. All right, thank you. Can I pay you again next week? But for the most part, we didn't want that. Nobody wanted that. So I have vowed to respond to everybody within 48 hours. Even if I'm sick, even if our staff doesn't make it in, I'm going to be here. I'm going to take care of it. I have vowed to publish every profile that we receive that's paid within 48 hours. I'm not really counting the weekends, but we're talking about 2 business days. I'll have stuff up and running live, and we'll send you back a printout. So from start to finish, I mean, it's going to take less than 2 weeks by the time you send us the money, by the time you get the printout back in the mail, which is so much better than the average out there, and so much better than, I hate to say it, but any other prison services company out there, you're going to be waiting months. And that's just the truth. And those of you that have been there, you know it. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, I'm going to go over the reasons why. Why do inmates want to write to pen pals in the free world? Why do free world people want to write to inmates? Pretty interesting stuff. We'll talk about that next.
When society thinks of prisoners, they often think they are all scum of the earth murderers. But that's just not true. It's like people thinking Australians eat at Outback Steakhouse, constantly eat bloomin' onions, and have kangaroos as pets. It's good to know the facts. And penpals.buzz lets you interact with real prison inmates through letters and emails. Don't read about it on social media. Don't watch it on Netflix. Be part of the experience with penpals.buzz. You'll be glad you did. Penpals.buzz is a Snap Tour company.
Now, the question of the month is why? Why would you want to write to an inmate? And I'm sure if you've ever told anyone, a friend, a family member what you're doing, they've asked you this very question, and you may or may not have had a good answer for them. It's a very symbiotic relationship or friendship where, yeah, the inmate gets benefits from having the free world pen pal, but the pen pal in the free world is also benefiting quite a lot, more than people realize, by writing to the inmate. In general, when a person decides they're going to write to a prisoner, there's something going on in their life that isn't ideal, that isn't wonderful. This could be depression, an issue with grief and loss over the death of someone they loved. Maybe a relationship isn't going the way they had hoped. Maybe they just got divorced. Maybe they moved to a new city, a new state, maybe even a new country, and are having problems assimilating and just need someone that can listen. Or maybe they don't want to pay for therapy And they found that it's a lot easier to vent to an inmate because they're always going to be there to listen. They're not going to judge, all those good things. So let's start with the reasons for an inmate. For one, it gives an inmate something to look forward to. Your pen pal is often your only friend because for most of these guys, there's next to nobody that's still there for them. A lot of people have forgotten them. A lot of people just move on with their life and maybe once a year send a Christmas card or something. But inmates have to look forward to something, and the pen pal gives them that opportunity. It gives them, I talked about earlier, a little opportunity to escape mentally. It gives them the ability to find somebody else with shared interests. Now, this is a big one because a lot of times if you're in prison and let's say you're the guy that likes chess and you're on a unit and nobody else plays chess on your unit. Or maybe you're into animal videos on Nat Geo and you like to watch documentaries about panda bears and you can't find a soul in your prison that gives two craps about a panda bear. But if you put that in your profile, you might find somebody on the streets that's maybe a panda bear aficionado, right? That can have a legitimate conversation with the inmate about pandas. Whatever the case may be, you can find people out there that share your interests and give you something to talk about and make you feel a little bit more human again, make you feel like you're out on the streets and you can contribute in some way to society. Pen pals can help inmates brainstorm about their future. They can help them learn about school, about jobs, about things that they could do that are productive when they get out instead of going back to gangs, instead of going back to crime. Can be very beneficial to that. A little later, we'll talk about some of the statistics where an inmate that has a pen pal is actually 6 times less likely to reoffend once they get out. So it's very beneficial to them in that way. It can be motivating. And of course, it could lead to a possible relationship down the road, possible long-term friendship, or for some, somebody that can help them out financially, whether that's, you know, a few dollars here and there for commissary, or somebody that can buy them a book or just help out with phone money or whatever the case may be. Now, perhaps more interesting is how prison pen pals can help people on the streets who are writing to them. I think the first thing is that an inmate will generally be able to devote 100% of their attention to you. So if, let's say you're in a relationship and your husband or your wife just ignores you, they don't listen. You tell them, I'm going to go kill myself. And they say, oh, that's great, honey. We've all been there. And if you've been in that kind of a relationship and you've just craved that attention and you need someone that actually cares how your day was at work, somebody that cares what the new article of clothing was you bought at Ross the other day, the inmate can be there for that 100% of the time. They'll listen to what you tell them. They'll respond. They'll ask you questions about what you bought. They'll ask you questions about how your day was, and they'll actually want to know the answer. Few people these days on the streets seem to actually care, and it's becoming less and less likely that someone will because all we live in these days are emojis and LOLs and ROTFLMAO. Nobody ever actually is thoughtful, right? When's the last time you got an actual thank you card in the mail? Can you even remember? When's the last time you got a real happy birthday card that wasn't just a Facebook happy birthday with some balloons? It's a nice throwback to the good old days where there's no texting and no emojis, and you can have a real thoughtful handwritten letter exchange. Now, another great thing for people writing inmates is that an inmate can be great for making you feel good about yourself, for telling you how good you look, for telling you how amazing you are, how proud of you they are for the promotion you got at work, or for that new car that you bought, or how good that new hairstyle looks. These are things you're not going to get, most likely, in your regular life, but you can get that from inmates. Something a lot of people have told me is that they feel that there's a dangerousness or some taboo element to this hobby of pen palling with inmates, and it's something dangerous that they can keep to themselves. They don't have to share with their brother or sister or their coworkers or their friends. They can have a private hobby where they're writing a letter to this inmate that nobody else knows about except for them. And this could be somebody that's in for murder, right? This could be somebody that's an armed robber or a gang member or a drug addict, whatever the case may be. They feel this kind of excitement, right? To be able to write somebody that nobody else knows about. It's their own little secret escape or getaway. Almost like playing a video game when they get home from work, except it's real life instead of jumping around with your Super Mario, I'm from the 80s, I still like Super Mario, but whatever the game may be, you can actually write to somebody for real. Instead of reading a book, instead of watching a TV show about true crime, you can be part of the true crime experience by learning more about what made that person do the things they did. And maybe becoming their friend or maybe not, that choice is up to you. Another kind of obvious reason that's almost, I feel bad talking about it, but I feel like I have to because it's so real and it's a pretty big reason, is that when you write to an inmate, whether you're a male or a female, and whether you're writing to a man or a woman that's in prison, you're going to have better looking people that are paying attention to you. You're going to have the guy with the six-pack abs, with the incredible body. He's going to be younger than you are. He's going to work out all the time. He's going to be sexy, right? And there might be a guy like that that works at the grocery store in your neighborhood, but he never thinks about you in that way. He's not interested. He doesn't want to write you letters. He doesn't want you to visit him. But when you're writing to an inmate, you can get a better looking person than who you would get in real life. And I'm saying this, as I'm saying it, I'm just thinking, oh, geez, I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail. And they're going to say, Big Steve, what you're saying is BS. You can get a good-looking guy or girl no matter what you look like because it's what's on the inside that matters. I mean, maybe some people can marry supermodels if they're fat and ugly. And I got really lucky with Anya because I'm kind of fat and I'm hairy and she's beautiful, blonde, and she wanted to be with me. So it does happen, but it's a lot more likely that you're going to have an attractive younger person pay attention to you. Maybe it won't work out when they get out. A lot of times it's just the fantasy. You're having that fantasy for a while of being able to have this person want you and desire you, and that's okay. It's okay because ultimately what we're trying to do is make your life a little easier to get through and their life and their time a little easier. So if it's 6 months, a year, 2 years, that's okay. All right, one final thing I want to mention. If you're writing to an inmate who's in prison, maybe for life, maybe on death row, maybe for the next 35 years, you're writing to a guy or a girl who's telling you about how they were locked down all week and could only take one shower, how their family hasn't talked to them for years, you realize very quickly that things could be a lot worse for you. And you're able to find a lot more things to be thankful for, to be grateful for in your life. This can actually help with depression. It can help with anxiety. When you realize that things can be a lot worse, and you realize maybe you shouldn't be so upset with your own life. You can use the inmate's story as your own inspiration to turn things around before you hit rock bottom yourself. So it really does help with depression. It can just brighten somebody's life when they're going through a tough time, when they're feeling like nothing could get worse. It can. Believe me, it can. We'll take another break. We're coming back in just a minute. If you want to be part of this penpals.buzz podcast, you can call us at 888-2-PENPAL. That's 888-273-6725. You can also email us at podcast@penpals.buzz. That's podcast@penpals.buzz. And I will respond to each and every email we get. We'd love to have you on the show. We'd also love to hear your thoughts about topics and ideas to cover on future episodes, all right? We'll be back in just a minute.
I've found men in India to be kind of dull. When I discovered penpals.buzz, it changed my life. I exchange letters and emails with men in prison, and they're willing to talk about anything and everything. The site really does help me feel liberated and more powerful. It's nice to always have someone who will listen and be there for me. Because lately my husband doesn't even seem to know I exist. If you are on the fence about trying penpals.buzz, I highly recommend giving it a try.
We just got a message today for an inmate who's on death row. A woman that was on our website saw his profile. It was the most interesting thing because this is something I hadn't ever thought of, and I've thought a lot about all this stuff. The woman had just had a liver transplant, and she didn't have much time to live. And she found this guy's profile who was on death row and found so many commonalities between her and him as far as being in a life but knowing there's not much left, that she was actually very excited to write to him and kind of exchange thoughts and ideas about the feelings they were having. So you find commonalities when you least expect them. On that note, I want to touch on some of the misconceptions that people have. And I learned a lot of these from our TikTok ad. We just had a huge TikTok campaign, got thousands and thousands of people coming over to the site from TikTok. And a lot of them had really positive things to say and good comments. And that was wonderful. Unfortunately, as you know, with social media, not everybody's going to always be happy. Not everybody's going to have a big smile on their face. So we got a lot of nasty comments, and I kept getting these notices saying they were turning on the anti-bullying protection because they were afraid that I was feeling bullied, which I wasn't. And I wanted to read all the nasty, horrible things people wrote too, because it just helps me to understand a little more about, you know, what exactly it is people are thinking, good and bad. I want to know both sides. So here's some of the misconceptions that we got as comments from our TikTok ad a couple of weeks ago. One person wrote this. These are direct quotes, by the way. I'm just going to read a few of these. Yeah, get yourself an axe murderer. A lot of people think that someone in prison, by the fact they're in prison, means they're an axe murderer. They don't realize that the majority of people are in there for nonviolent crimes. Another one we got said, no way this ad should be allowed. This is so desperate and lame. Then somebody else wrote, every time they get out, they'll show up at your door and hurt you. No thanks. And I know this is a big one because years ago, before I was ever arrested, before I ever got into trouble, I was having a tough time in my own relationship. And I thought, let me get on and check this prison pen pal thing out. I really did. And I wrote a few of the women's addresses down. This was before they had the email and messaging. And I actually started to write a letter, but I could never actually mail the letter because I was so afraid that if they had my home address, that they could get out of prison and come find me, track me down and hurt me, maybe even kill me. People just think that anyone that gets out of there is going to come kill you. They don't realize that 9% of men and 1% of women have been in jail or prison. So, I mean, we're talking about a large chunk of society, and a lot of times it's for alcohol, it's for drugs, it's for nonviolent crimes. So we've gotten some other comments here. One says, yes, ladies, scrape the bottom of the barrel for the lowest caliber broke-ass man who will never be there for you. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's entitled to her opinion, right? These guys are all manipulators and liars. So now we're getting into some of the things they taught us in so many of our therapy and counseling sessions about black and white thinking. It's all or nothing thinking. And the assumption that every single person in prison or jail is a manipulator and a liar. It's just not true. Yeah, there's manipulators and liars. There's manipulators where you work, where I work. There's manipulators at the post office and at the Burger King and in the prison. But it's not all of them. And it's not even the majority of them. And one final comment I just thought was kind of cute. It said, this site will make our survival rate go down. And it's interesting because I have a statistic that inmates with pen pals are actually 6 times less likely to reoffend when they get out. So my argument back is that this site is actually going to make our survival rate go up. People just don't realize that yet. A lot of people say, I'll write to an inmate, but it really depends on what crime they were convicted of. So they might not want to write to a sex offender, but they might be okay writing to a murderer. Or they might be okay writing to a drug addict, but not someone in for burglary. If it's just a letter exchange, some of those people might have the most interesting letters. You know, you look at Netflix, you look at Prime, you look at HBO Max, or they just call it Max now, don't they? And all you see is true at the top 10, it's true crime this, true crime that, right? It's Gabby Petito, it's the Idaho murders. And these shows aren't showing people that are convicted of burglary. They're not showing people that are convicted of having too many drugs in their car. They're showing serial killers. They're showing the people that most people say they don't want to write. But my opinion is, why not? You can get some really, really interesting conversations, really interesting letters, and you can understand better what made people do the things they did. But that's okay if you don't want to. I don't judge you for that. When all we're looking at is somebody's crime, when all we're looking at is what someone was convicted of, what caused them to go to prison, what we're really doing is we're taking a huge book. Now, if you think of 365 days a year, and you think maybe somebody's 30 years old when they get arrested, so that's over 10,000 pages in this book, right? 365 times 10 is 3,650. almost 11,000 pages in this book. And maybe for 3 or 4 days, they had a really bad period of time where they did some things they shouldn't have and really messed up, right? So what we're basically doing is we're taking 4 pages out of this huge, huge book that's bigger than anything Ayn Rand or George Orwell or anyone else wrote. Huge, thousands of pages in this book. We're taking 2 or 3 pages out and we're judging a person based on those 2 or 3 pages. What penpals.buzz is giving you the opportunity to do now is say, forget about those 2 or 3 pages. Let's look at the other thousands of pages in their life. Let's find out, what was their childhood like? How'd they do in school? What was their family experience like? What kind things have they done for other people? Instead of just looking at those 2 or 3 pages, let's read the whole book. Let's read the whole book and then decide, yeah, this person is no good. I was right. Or we could say, oh man, I was so wrong. I shouldn't have judged them. We need information. It helps to have the full story. You can't just take 2 or 3 pages out of a book and write a whole book report. And then there's another principle that I was taught by a therapist back several years ago. He called this the everyone but him theory. So in the everyone but him theory, if you know someone personally, a family member, a good friend, someone that was in your life for many years, and you know someone that ended up getting arrested for maybe even a sex offense, right? Getting arrested for attempted murder, getting in a DUI crash and killing someone. Whatever the case may be, you knew this person directly. They were in your life. They might be a family member. And you can say, almost all sex offenders and murderers are bad. Almost all people that kill while they're driving under the influence are horrible, horrible, bad people that aren't deserving of love, aren't deserving of friendship, except for him, except for the one that I knew. He's different. He's different because he was going through this tough time and he had this situation and he got addicted to drugs and he was trying so hard. He was working so hard. He had family that he loved and he cared about his kids. Every excuse in the world, every reason in the world, you can say why everyone else is bad except him. Maybe it's even your husband or your wife, your son or daughter. No, most of those other guys are bad, but my daughter, she's good. She's okay. And if you can think about it a little bit, realize that most people who know someone who's in jail or prison, they're going to be saying the same thing about them. Every other daughter except for my daughter. Every other daughter except my daughter. And so you get thousands of people saying, all the other guys are bad except this one person. And you have to think, maybe not all of them are so bad. Maybe there is a story behind each one. Maybe it's worth a little bit of investigation. Maybe you should find out. Maybe you could talk to them, ask them, learn more about their life. Because you might find that they have more in common with the person that you knew than you thought. A lot of these guys are good people that made really bad choices. A lot of these guys were good people that were addicted to drugs, alcohol, sex, pornography, whatever the case may be. They were good until they weren't. Those 3 or 4 pages of the book we tore out. We got to read the whole book, everybody. Got to read the whole book. And if you still hate them, that's okay. But what I hope to bring through all this is just a better understanding, less judgment without knowing all the facts. That's all we can ask for. You don't have to love them. You don't have to send them money. You don't have to go visit them. Just understand. It's good for you and for them. Makes the world a better place. Makes them less likely to reoffend too when they get out. 6 times less likely. We'll talk about that next.
Welcome to penpals.buzz, the best place to find inmate pen pals who love to write letters and emails. On penpals.buzz, you can search for a prison pen pal by their age, gender, ethnicity, hobbies, release date, religion, sexual orientation, and more. Search for an inmate in your local area, maybe someone you can visit, or find someone from thousands of miles away. The choice is yours. And the best part, it's completely free to browse profiles. So, happy searching, enjoy the website, and most of all, have fun.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for being here and being willing to at least have an open mind to at least listen and think about the things we're talking about today. I appreciate it. I know it's real easy to judge like those TikTok fans and say, oh, hell no. This should be illegal. This should be banned. So I appreciate the fact that you're coming to us with an open mind. That's all we can ask for. I mentioned before the break, inmates that have a pen pal who write regular letters or emails back and forth are 6 times less likely to reoffend within their first year of release. 6 times. And these studies have proven this. These are actual studies from Jackie Hodgson at the University of Warwick School of Law. Highly educated. She studied this stuff for decades and has some statistically significant research that's actually shown that you're 6 times less likely to reoffend if you have a pen pal, which I think is pretty powerful stat. I'm looking at some other stuff here from the Association of State Correctional Administrators. This was back many years ago. But they echoed the view that personal correspondence by inmates is beneficial. They said it's great for the morale of all confined persons, and it may form the basis for good adjustment in the institution and in the community. Now here's what Jackie Hodgson, the research professor, had to say in one of her books. "We found something as simple as a pen pal relationship can lead to tangible benefits for prisoners," she said. "Given the recent rise in prison violence and suicides, increased prison overcrowding, and the current resource pressures on the prison system, letter writing seems an extremely valuable way to provide greater support for prisoners. It's based on genuine relationships of care and trust at remarkably little cost." In a survey given to thousands of prisoners across the country, they said that having a pen pal helped them feel less isolated, helped them make changes to their self-identity, boosted their happiness because they had a distraction from prison life, and gave them new hope for life beyond prison. They had growing feelings of engagement with the outside world, and as a result of being accepted by their pen pal and experiencing friendship with someone who believes in their capacity for change, they began to see themselves as more than just a prison inmate. Once they knew someone believed in them, they began to believe in themselves. And that belief in oneself when you get out, when you're back in society, that's what makes you less likely to reoffend, to not have so much anger and hatred for yourself and for others. Now, the United States has one of the highest incarceration rates out of any country in the world. Here we lock up almost 1 out of every 100 citizens, and it costs over $200 billion a year to do that. 4% of the world's population is in the United States, 4%. But 20% of the world's prisoners are in the United States. 1 out of 5 prisoners in the world is right here in the USA, but only 4% of the world's population. So that's pretty telling. You think of how bad Russia is. Everyone talks about Russia and Putin and how horrible they treat their people. They've got 581 people locked up for every 100,000. The USA, 724 for every 100,000. Now you look at places like Australia, just 201. You go over to Europe, you look at Spain, France, and Germany, they're right around 100. In fact, Germany's only 67 people for every 100,000. And we know Germans aren't 12 times better than Americans as far as crime, right? I mean, there's got to be violence in Germany. There's got to be violence in Barcelona. There's got to be crime in Paris, France, right? 67 people out of 100,000 in Germany. Compare that to 724 people in the United States. I don't even want to mention Japan, but I will. 36, 20 times more per capita prisoners in the USA than Japan. 20 times more. So while you may not agree with what the people did to get locked up, you have to realize that a lot of these people aren't intrinsically horrible axe murderers, as the woman said earlier. A lot of these people have done more time than any other country would give them for the crime they committed. There are 2 million inmates in American jails and prisons. 2 million. That's a big number, right? That's bigger than huge cities. 2 million people. You think of like a packed football stadium might have 80,000 people. 2 million people is more than double the population of the city of San Francisco and just slightly less than the population of Chicago, which is one of the biggest cities in the country. Huge, huge, huge amount of people. More than a lot of states. That's more than a lot of countries in Europe. The entire country, imagine that. And only 2% of those 2 million people, only 2% have a pen pal. 40,000 out of 2 million have someone on the outside who they keep in touch with regularly through letters or emails. That could even include a friend that they knew before getting locked up. Imagine if all 2 million of them were 6 times less likely to reoffend when they get out. The truth is approximately 90% of all inmates are one day going to be released. Without pen pals and without having contact with the outside world for inmates, rehabilitation would be adversely affected. The morale inside of the prison would be greatly weakened. It might invite riots and internal disorder. It might cause more violence, anger, hatred, mental health issues. And then the inmates' ability to readjust when they get out would be markedly impaired. They'd have a hard time readjusting. So let's say 1.9 million people get out. We could just drastically reduce the crime rate. As we know, so much crime is committed by people that are released. So people think penpals.buzz, I just created this as this cute little app or website where you can write to an inmate and, oh yeah, it's kind of fun. But I'm trying to change the world here. I really am. Does that sound cliche? I don't know. But imagine getting those 1.96 million people that don't have a pen pal and we're writing to them and we're changing their lives while they're inside, giving them self-esteem, making them feel better about who they are and their chances of success when they get out. So when you're debating in your mind about should I or shouldn't I do this, just remember those statistics. Remember that you really could make a difference in the lives of one or two or maybe thousands of people. So I tell you what, it's very, very easy to get out and just say F it all. F this, F that, I don't give a F. And I'm only saying that in case the FCC is listening, which I know they're not. My wife, she wouldn't be offended. She's from Europe and man, they cuss like sailors there in Europe. I say, Anya, it's so unladylike. Stop cussing. And she says, F you. I want to go over a couple more statistics and then we're going to start to wrap things up here. And I hope this has been interesting. Let me know if it has or hasn't. It's podcast@penpals.buzz or you can call us at 888-2-PENPAL. Just let me know your thoughts. I'm trying to cover everything here in the first episode so you get a sense for what we're doing, who we are, who I am. And then in future episodes, we're going to do these every Monday. We'll focus on one or two specific issues related to prison pen pals. And there's a lot of things we can talk about. We want to interview inmates and family members of inmates and maybe some mental health counselors, maybe some correctional officers. We want to just get everybody's perspectives. And I think it's going to be great. Let me just cover just real quickly here, a couple more stats about the types of crime people are in prison for. And this is in federal prison. So 44% of all federal prisoners are in on a drug-related crime, nonviolent. 72% total of federal prisoners, men and women, they have no history of past violence and they're locked up for a nonviolent crime. 72%. This is federal, but that's still a huge statistic. 72 out of every 100 people in a federal prison have no history of violence. So I don't think they're going to be getting out and coming to your house with an axe. I mean, I'm just saying, right? And another study from the Georgia Innocence Project, they show that 5% of people who are incarcerated are actually innocent. 5%. And they studied for years and years because they're actually doing like exoneration from DNA evidence. They have a lot of statistics. And that's a little higher than most studies, but most are somewhere in the range of 3 to 6% are actually innocent. And not just a maybe it could have happened or he said, she said, but this is 100% exoneration. 5%. Out of 2 million people, that's 100,000 people that are innocent. In closing, I just want to reframe penpals.buzz, and you can think of it in terms of society's huge fascination with true crime shows. I touched on this a little earlier, but I mean, you turn on the TV now, any streaming service you have, you're going to see Charles Manson. You're going to see cults. You're going to see documentaries. You're going to see Dateline with Keith Morrison and that voice. I wish I could do that voice. You know, it was a dark, cold night. And then they were dead. I would love to have that guy's voice. But so many people are fascinated with true crime. Whether it's books, whether it's other podcasts, whether it's blogs about true crime, or the TV shows or movies. You just see them every day in the top 10 on your streaming service. People are interested in why people do what they do, what made somebody go bad. You know, a lot of times you'll see shows with these home movies and you see the kid growing up and he was a good boy and he did well in school and then something happened, right? And that switch got flipped. People want to know why. This website gives you the opportunity to interact with these people that you see on true crime shows. Some of them have been on some of these shows. I don't want to name names, but Browse through and you'll find some. Interact with them. Ask questions. Learn more. Learn more about them than just their rap sheet. Learn more than those 3 or 4 pages in the book. Find out if they had past trauma, mental illness. What happened? What made them do what they did? And in doing so, I mean, you're not just sitting back and watching a show now. You're actually becoming part of the experience. That's why people have so much more fun playing a video game, right, than watching it. You could watch someone play the game, but why not be part of it? Why not learn from them and maybe teach them too, and they can learn from you? You can learn from each other, right? So think of it in that way. It's not so horrible. People are saying this site should be banned. This should be illegal. Yet they're playing that on TV all the time, and people love it. People are interested in it. That's why we're here. And at the end of the day, you're helping others. You're helping society. All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being here with us and joining us on this journey of our very first edition of the PenPals.Buzz podcast. We have a lot of great stuff for you. Every Monday, we'll be back with a new episode. If you want to join us, if you want to be a guest, if you have comments, feedback, good or bad, it doesn't matter. You can call us anytime at 888-273-6725. That's 888-2-PENPAL. You can also email us at podcast@penpals.buzz. podcast@penpals.buzz. If you know an inmate, maybe a family member or friend, and you'd like to add them to the penpals.buzz website, we have a coupon code exclusively for people that listen to the podcast, starting at the $15 plan. That's our basic plan, all the way up to the $95 lifetime plan. No matter which plan you choose, you save $5 just by typing in podcast. That's our way of saying thank you. And I want to personally say thank you for being here and joining us on this journey. The very first episode ever of the PenPals.Buzz podcast. We've got many more every Monday. I can't wait for you to join us again next week. Have a great one.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve. But he'll be back Monday with another edition of the PenPals.Buzz podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. PenPals.buzz is a division of Snaptura Inmate Services.